Well, we do have an offering today. If you need an envelope, you can raise your hand, and one of our trusty ushers will help out. Looks, there's one in the back. As we know, Deuteronomy chapter 16 and verse 16 is the classic verse we turn to. You can go back there if you're fast, but I'm just going to read it really quickly. Deuteronomy 16 verse 16, it says, "Three times or three seasons a year all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, at the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed." So this was the original command that was given that we are to do. But I instead want to turn back to Matthew chapter 17. Let's go back there. Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to skim through this fairly quick. It says, "When they had come to Capernaum, those who received the temple tax came to Peter and said, 'Listen, does Jesus not pay this temple tax?' And Peter said, 'Well, of course, sure he does. I'm no doubt about it.'" And then he went back. And Jesus was waiting for him, and they had a conversation about it. And I want to drop down to verse 27, though. He says, "Nevertheless," this is Jesus here, "nevertheless, lest we offend them, go to the sea, cast in a hook, and take the fish that comes up first. And then, when you have opened its mouth, you'll find a piece of money. Take that and give it for me and you." That is a strange story. That is really bizarre. I mean, the practical side of me, the logistics side of me, is thinking about all the things that need to come into place in order for Jesus to show this principle to Peter. I mean, this is a miracle, right? So Jesus could have done this any way he wants to. So I don't want to get lost in that. But just as we read it, God made a fish prepared. He made the fish swim over to where someone else lost money so that the fish could get in his mouth. The fish can't swallow it, right? It's got to be in his mouth. Then the fish has got to swim back over and to get caught. He's got to keep that thing in. And then Peter's got to cast in, pull it out. And finally, there's this coin in this fish's mouth. The whole thing is really unbelievable. To me, it illustrates how ridiculous our money must seem to the creator of the universe. What is gold and silver or any element to the creator of stars, the creator of universes? What is a piece of linen cotton blend with a picture of a dead president to the creator of all things? It's nothing. It's absolutely nothing. But it does mean something to us. And it's an interesting representation about something that we value and how eager or not we are to go against our natural instincts and to take an action that God directs us. God wants to see where our hearts and where our attitudes are, and where we place the value. It's about our desires, and it's about our attitude. It's not about our money. The home office staff could come into work on Monday and just have a pile of dead fish in the parking lot with gold in their mouths if God chose to do that, or any other miracle. But instead, God has put in place a directive that simply states this: give as you are blessed. Train your heart to generosity, and then he'll do the rest. So let's do that now.